21 before the hour on America in the Morning. We've all had great customer experiences. We've all had negative customer experiences. Over which do you think you would tell more people? Yeah, exactly. Marbu Brown holds two master's degrees, one in mathematics, another in statistics. He works with some of the biggest companies on the planet to improve their customer service, like Amazon and JP Morgan Chase.
So, yes, one is ordering things. The other is a retail business. But first of all, both of them have a digital presence, an online presence. And also, both of them have a physical presence, right? But the principles that are involved in delivering customer-obsessed service are the same in either case. So we were able to make that transition by bringing those principles that are universal.
One of the things in customer service that's particularly troubling for me these days is perhaps having an issue with a service, calling, and then being placed into menu hell. Are certain age groups more apt to be offended by the lack of human touch?
Folks who are in that, I'm going to call them the born digital generation, if you will, where they have been using online capabilities and all those sorts of things, do have some different expectations than folks in the boomer generation who have typically been dealing with in person. But the fact that one group is using online, another tends to rely on live people or, you know, physically in presence, it doesn't differ in that they're looking for service that is welcoming. They're looking for service that makes them feel like they're cared for like a friend. Mm-hmm. They're looking for service. If they have a problem, the resolution is effortless and the problem actually gets solved. So it doesn't make a difference which side they're on. In one case, you have to build that into your digital assets. In the other case, you have to make sure that your live agents and your live in-person people embody those principles. But when it gets right down to it, both groups actually thrive best when all of your channels, whether it's digital or it's in-person or live, have that same type of service.
Mr. Brown has written a new book. It's called Blueprint for Customer Obsession. Any advice for the small business owner out here that deals maybe with some people coming in throughout the day, a plethora of calls, that front line, the greeting, and on through the sales process? What do you tell small business?
One of the interesting things about customer obsession is that it's how small businesses become big businesses. Right. If you take a company like Chick-fil-A, they were able to embody these types of principles so that when people come in, for example, they expect people to make eye contact. They expect people to have a smile. They expect people to follow through and not just have one of those, can I call it a fake smile, where it kind of appears and disappears.
Yeah.
But where they actually engage the customer and where they speak enthusiastically with the customer. These are things, they call the core four in their business that have helped to make them so successful, open 6 days a week. It takes one McDonald's, one Starbucks, and one Subway to equal the revenue of one of their stores.
Of who?
Chick-fil-A.
Come again now. I think this bears repeating.
The revenue of one Chick-fil-A store is equal to the revenue of one McDonald's, one Starbucks, and one Subway.
Combined.
Combined.
Wow.
Yes.
Is the customer always right?
Yes. When I say yes, the customer is always right, some people would tend to take issue with that. But here's what the deal is. The way that you deal with the customer goes a long way to building a relationship with that customer. And so even when there's something that is wrong, there's a way that you can deal with that so that the customer feels a positive vibe from how it was handled. Now, that doesn't mean that the customer always gets what they want, but it means that you can always deliver for the customer in a way that the customer feels like what you gave them was welcoming, cared for like a friend. If they had a problem, you resolved it so that when all is said and done, they don't feel like they came out on the short end of the stick. They feel like it was handled in a way that actually makes the difference for the customer.
He has a track record of customer service at companies like JP Morgan Chase, Amazon, Microsoft, and Cisco Systems. Blueprint for Customer Obsession is the book. How can we find out more about Marbu Brown?
They can stop by my site at customerobsession.net, or they can find me on LinkedIn, and they would be able to also connect with me through that.
Hey, is the book available on Amazon?
The book is available on Amazon.
How about
and
that?
Wherever books are sold.
Yeah. What about the other big client you worked with, J.P. Morgan Chase? Can you get the book in the bank?
No, not
okay.
J.P. Morgan.
Well, you got to work on that. You're the customer guy. All right. Mr. Brown, thanks for joining us this morning. Best of luck.
Thank you.